In Pakistan today, a turnabout in the case of a woman who was gang-raped 3 years ago, allegedly on orders of a tribal council, as retribution for an affront committed by her brother. 13 men accused of raping Mukhtaran Mai were acquitted by a local court. International human rights groups protested, and today Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned their acquittals, rearrested the men, and reinstated charges. John Lancaster is South Asia bureau chief for the Washington Post. He's in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. And John Lancaster, what exactly did the Pakistani Supreme Court say in today's ruling?
Well, they didn't say very much, really. It was a procedural ruling in which they essentially just agreed to re-examine the case. They won't take new testimony, but they will review the evidence that has already been presented.
Now, Mukhtaran Mai, and we have to acknowledge here that there's some confusion about names and honorifics in her part of Pakistan, so people may see her described as Mukhtar or Mukhtaran, Mukhtar Mai, Mukhtar Bibi. She had been barred from traveling to the United States, and now I gather she is said to be at liberty to travel.
That's correct, although she had been invited by some human rights groups to go to the United States for a specific series of events, and she was in fact barred from doing that on orders of General Pervez Musharraf, Pakistan's president. Under pressure from the U.S. government, among others, they've rescinded that travel ban, but it seems that she no longer wishes to travel abroad at this time, although she may well do so at some point.
General Musharraf, the Pakistani president, that is, had actually said he had imposed the ban because he didn't want her overseas bad-mouthing Pakistan.
That's right, and I think that after the reaction in Washington and on other parts of the world, he may have regretted not only imposing the ban, but perhaps making those comments, because she's obviously a figure with a lot of international sympathy, and certainly her allies around the world were pretty offended at the idea that she'd been placed on the exit control list and been barred from traveling.
To what extent is this appellate justice, as we might recognize it, or are we just seeing a political response to a political problem for Pakistan?
I think you could argue perhaps that it's a bit of both. I mean, Pakistan has been under intense international pressure on this case for 3 years. Initially, the case was tried rather quickly in a special anti-terrorism court, in which the sort of evidentiary rules are somewhat looser than they are in a normal court. They secured some convictions right away. Those convictions were thrown out in March, and Pakistan is under real pressure to show some results. And I think there is a question about, you know, the independence of the judiciary and how this case has been politicized. That's not to take anything away from the validity of Mukhtar Mai's case, but it's going to be a problem, I think, for all concerned to get real justice in this case.
As you've said, she has a great deal of international support, and the case has drawn some attention here. Does she have a great deal of support in Pakistan, and is this equally big news there?
It is big news, and I'd say she does have a lot of support in what's sort of loosely described as civil society, which is actually a fairly small but vibrant sector of Pakistani society. These are human rights organizers, women's groups, you know, editorialists, and what have you. Certainly, she's got a lot of domestic support from people like that. I think it's also fair to say that there are more conservative elements in Pakistan that kind of just wish the whole thing would go away and that regard her and her allies as somehow tainting the country's image abroad.
When this is discussed in Pakistan or when it's written about in the newspapers, is it a feminist cause? Is it a complaint against tribal mores or the lack of a proper criminal justice system? What is the story in Pakistan?
All of the above. It illuminates, you know, real problems here. One is the status of women and violence against women. And then, of course, you know, you do have this kind of parallel system of tribal justice that meets out what we would consider pretty medieval punishments outside of the regular court system. And it does cause, I think, a lot of embarrassment for the government.
John Lancaster, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're most welcome.
John Lancaster spoke to us from Islamabad. He is the South Asia Bureau Chief for the Washington Post.